This is Insight on WRKF. I'm Amy Jeffries. The State Department of Education has been rolling out all sorts of test results in the last few weeks. Student test scores, teacher evaluations, and school performance calculations. And I'm here at the department with State Superintendent John White to get his take on the big picture emerging from all of these numbers. So let's start with those teacher evaluations. So you found that the schools across the state where students showed the most improvement were also the schools where fewer teachers were rated by their supervisors as being highly effective. What's the correlation there?
Well, I think that there's been an unfortunate focus in a lot of the rhetoric publicly about ineffective teachers.
Right. Of course, the focus has often been on that ineffective rating in the sense that that carries serious consequences for teachers who have those kinds of ratings on an ongoing basis. They can lose tenure. They can lose their jobs. So, I mean, it makes sense, to have that focus on the low end.
It may make sense, from the perspective that it's a remarkable thing when it happens. Teaching is like any profession. I think while there probably are a small number of people who are not effective at their jobs, in most jobs, people get up and go to work and do it quite professionally. And the expectations that we have for people shape so much of how motivated people are and how compelled they are to improve.
And so that's what you see schools that have shown the most growth, the most improvement among their students in the past year are also the ones that were a little stingy about that highly effective rating.
Yeah, or I would say that they're giving teachers room to grow at the top of the rating scale. I mean, remember, a lot of these ratings are based on observations of classroom teaching. So it's up to the discretion of the evaluator to say, look, this is what I think the highest level is. And that's going to look different from one observer to the next, much as we can try to get it consistent.
Observations are a big part of the teacher evaluations. Currently, they're 50%. That's the weight that is supposed to be given under the COMPAS system. The State Accountability Commission is looking at the evaluation system. And this week, some of the members of the group indicated that they thought maybe a little bit too much weight is being given right now to the growth in student achievement on state tests. Does that bear out? Do you feel like maybe more weight needs to be given to observations?
I think that students' learning should be a factor in a teacher's or a principal's or a state superintendent's evaluation. And in my evaluation, it is half objective measures like graduation results, like test results, and so on. So I believe in that. On the other hand, I don't believe that a computer in Baton Rouge that cranks out a statistical analysis should override the judgment of a principal.
Do you think that 50-50 weighting right now can create a situation where the principal's judgment is overridden?
I think there are some rules in place that do override the judgment of the principal and create the impression that the statistics are so good that the principal basically should be removed from exercising any judgment. I think that's a problem.
Since 2012, which is when a lot of these changes to public education were passed, the number of schools that the State Department of Education has rated C, D, or F has gone down markedly, which is consequential, right? Again, those ratings trigger choice options for students at those schools, for example.
Yeah, I mean, overall, we have seen modest but solid gains in literacy and math over the last couple of years. We saw gains, especially at the higher level this year, gains in the mastery level, which is the fourth level, and not as much gains at the third level, which is the basic level. Our graduation rate is at an all-time high, which is great. Our ACT scores, we have more kids that are getting a college-going ACT score than we've ever had before. And we're the fastest improving state in the country, although we have a long way to go on advanced placement courses, which are college preparatory courses and tests. So all of our indicators are pointing upward. But there is another side of this. We still are looked at in national circles and by other states as having relatively low expectations for what we call good in the classroom. We received a D this year from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in what was called the false advertising category. And what they're basically saying to us is, yes, you've seen gains in those categories, but if you're really going to compete, you need to raise what you expect of yourself and measure yourself on that bar.
It sounds a lot to me, Superintendent White, that you are advocating national tests.
Well, I mean, what's the, just to take a Louisiana hallmark, I mean, if the LSU Fighting Tigers were in a poll that was a Louisiana-specific poll, well, they'd probably be number one every year. We don't look at that poll. We look at the AP Top 25, which is the American poll. You can't say to an employer, you need to hire our people, but they're just not quite as capable as the kids from Illinois or Texas or wherever else. We have to be able to compete. Just like LSU, we have to be able to compete. And that's why I believe in the Common Core standards and in testing our kids in a way that shows how well are we competing across the country.
This is something you and the governor have butted heads on, to say the least, in more than one courtroom, I think, on more than one day. Do you think that you will be the state superintendent throughout the rest of the Jindal administration?
I see no reason on the horizon, any timeline, to stop my commitment to the kids of Louisiana.
John White, State Superintendent of Education, thank you very much for the conversation. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Amy. I appreciate it as well.
I'm Amy Jeffries, and this is WRKF.